prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
In 1773, colonial patriots who were tired of the corruption and taxation without representation of the British Crown left the Green Dragon Tavern and went aboard British ships, were bringing in tea, and dumped the equivalent of hundreds of millions of dollars of it today into Boston Harbor. It is now December 16th, 2007. The money bomb, organized by grassroots supporters of Congressman Ron Paul for president 2008, raised a record pre-primary amount of $4.3 million in one day, November 5th, earlier in this quarter. The official campaign goal was $12 million for the 3 months. They passed that last night. The money bomb was scheduled, of course, for December 16th to coincide with the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. Las Vegas odds makers said that they would give 2-to-1 odds in favor of Ron Paul supporters that he would raise at least $6 million. As of now, well, let's do the math. Last night at midnight Eastern, it was at $11,450-something thousand. Today, it is at $15,329,198.72. And every time I hit refresh at prisonplanet.com, where we have the live graph showing the money directly from the RonPaul2008.com website, tens of thousands of dollars more flood in. In fact, I just clicked on it after refreshing it about 2 minutes ago, and another $10,000 had come in a matter of minutes. So right now, we are talking about close to $4 million. In the next 30 minutes, it'll be more than $4 million that's been raised since midnight last night. And, of course, more people are on their computer in the evening. We're probably going to see accelerated giving going on. You can watch it all, again, at prisonplanet.com and truthnews.us. I have my webmasters and writers working around the clock right now in shifts. So you're going to have 24-hour-a-day coverage, and you're going to have the complete analysis here today in the next 2 hours on this Sunday transmission. Now, this Sunday live version of my weekday syndicated broadcast, and we come to you out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, now with more than 20 affiliates, so just in the last 8 months of the show being syndicated across the country, AM and FM, of course, Internet, huge tens of thousands listening there every hour, and on global shortwave, WWCR, and three different satellite systems. So thank you for joining us. We'll be taking your calls early in this hour at 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525, or locally in Texas at 836-0590. And we will get you up and on the air today. Now, we're not just going to talk about Ron Paul today, though. As you know, Friday, the U.S. agreed to sign on to a global carbon tax. The U.N. even calls it a global carbon tax. And I have a stack of mainstream articles here calling it a global carbon tax for a global government. And we have the official United Nations transcripts of the speeches they're giving. The head of the climate tax push broke down crying after it was passed. You're seeing the total birth of world government. Just 5 years ago, they'd call us conspiracy theorists if we talked about a global carbon tax, even though it was in all their documents. Now it's happening on all human activity. Here's CNN headline, in U-turn, U.S. agrees to global warming deal. It's nothing to do with global warming. It's a global tax. Also, Israel, U.S. report on Iran may spark war. I thought it would de-escalate things. That's out of the Associated Press. That is coming up in the second hour. Also, I don't want to talk about myself today, but I told my wife about this morning, and she said, you've got to go on air. You've got to talk about it. And it really did hit me last night just how serious things are in this nation. It was absolutely amazing what I witnessed last night. And coming up later in the hour, I'm going to spend about 10 minutes on it, because it is so important, and it affects each and every one of us. And I'm so close to all this, the movement against tyranny worldwide, that a lot of times when you're in the room with the elephant 2 inches away from it with your nose up to its belly, you smell it, it stinks, it's big, but you can't tell exactly what it is. But pulling back and what I witnessed last night just brought it into focus, because I tend to ignore it and not make this broadcast about myself, but this has to be discussed, and we're going to do it coming up today. Let me just go ahead and go over the latest Ron Paul numbers. Again, you do the math. $11,450,000 last night at midnight Eastern when the scheduled grassroots money bomb initiated. I was doing an interview on KCLA, big talk station out in L.A., watching the numbers move, and within 30 minutes, within the first 30 minutes, $500,000 was raised, and then another $200,000 or so in the next hour. Then it slowed because it was in the middle of the night. I got up this morning, and $2.5 million had been raised. Now we are approaching, in fact, what is 12 million to 15 million? 3 million plus 360,000 plus another 400,000. We're there. We're right at $4 million. Now, the previous pre-primary record was broken by Ron Paul supporters on November 5th. Just restating this, and almost the audience is well-versed, but a lot of people listening don't know, so I'm filling them in on the backside of the story, the history. 4.3 million raised, a record in one day. Now, post-primary, Kerry raised 6.1 million in 2004 for that election. This is set to break the all-time record. If another $2,200,000 comes in by midnight Eastern in the next 6-7 hours, my friends, we are looking at an all-time record. And these aren't, you know, big PACs giving millions. These aren't big defense contractors and central banks giving money. This is, on average, $95 donations to the Ron Paul campaign. The maximum, of course, is $2,300 for an individual. So if you want to be part of the Boston Tea Party 2007, you better get on over to prisonplanet.com and link through over to the ronpaul2008.com website and see all those numbers and track that as it develops. We've seen some spin. Ron Paul won the California straw poll, so they shut it down and openly said, this is in the San Francisco Chronicle, they even shot video of it a week and a half ago. They just said, sorry, Ron Paul's won, we're not going to issue the straw poll, we're shutting it down. He won in Virginia, he's won almost every poll. He was winning, according to multiple papers who even shot video of this, the St. Petersburg Times chiefly. They put it on YouTube, papers now do that, trying to be competitive, that's great. And they showed, citizens also shot video and showed the same thing, that they told Ron Paul supporters only one ticket, but the Republican Party of Florida said it's a private group, we can do whatever we want, and publicly gave literal bags of tickets to Mitt Romney supporters, the establishment individual, and they were allowed to vote on video, one person 15 times. Children who were a few years of age, 5 years old, were allowed to vote. The rules said 18 and older, and you had to have a Florida license. That was not the case for Mitt Romney. Everybody else can only vote once. Ron Paul was winning, double-digit numbers. They come in and say, sorry, no one but Romney can vote more than once. This was in the papers. This is on video. If you don't think there's not cheating and chicanery and manipulation going on, you're crazy. Of the hundreds of polls where they say Ron Paul doesn't show up, there's a wrinkle. Go look the polls up. They don't ask you about Ron Paul. He's not included. Of course he's not winning those polls. Glenn Beck has been, Bill O'Reilly on Fox just had a poll Friday. No Ron Paul in it. Of course he's not showing up in the polls. These are polls where he isn't allowed to be in the race. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. There's also talk from intel sources of the establishment discussing assassinating Congressman Ron Paul. Details at prisonplanet.com. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson for Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, $790.70 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $814.67, $401.55 for half, $278 for quarter. That's $814.67, $401.55, and $278. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Raging for the truth, exposing corruption, dismantling a false left-right paradigm. He's Alex Jones.
Your call's coming up in a moment. Ron Paul set to smash fundraising record. From PrisonPlanet.com, Congressman set to raise at least $6 million, possibly $7-plus million today. By Paul Watson, presidential candidate Ron Paul is on course to smash the record for fundraising in one day and is likely to make anything up to $7 million by midnight as donors flood the campaign coffers at Tea Party Day. The campaign is set to make at least $6 million today, which would eclipse John Kerry's $5.7 million. You can find that number. Some numbers say 6.1. Let's beat that. In one day record. The Ron Paul campaign confirmed that $3 million, this is Paul wrote this an hour and a half ago, had been raised after the first 14 hours of the campaign, and that most people set to donate in the evening. The figure is likely to be at least double that, with some estimating he could rake in as much as $7 million and more than $20 million total for the quarter. That would even rival Hillary Clinton. The congressman has also passed the $100,000 mark for individual donations during the fourth quarter, which is on par with Hillary Clinton and Rudy Giuliani. Even if Paul were to fail in the Republican field, he can count on an army of motivated donors who would all be eligible to donate again should he run for a third-party candidate. As ever, one of the most interesting aspects of today's monumental outpouring of support for Congressman Ron Paul will be that the media's reaction to it. Last time, they demonized Paul as a proxy terrorist because the donation day had been chosen to coincide with November 5th, while others attempted to ignore the issue altogether. The media, the Boston Globe, by the way, is calling this November 5th group. No, this is not a November 5th group or a Boston Tea Party group. We pick those dates. While the congressman is set to break new ground again, it will be impossible to ignore this time around and should fully expect to see hit pieces come rolling in tomorrow. Actually, Paul, they're rolling in right now. Ron Paul raises millions in one day. Boston Tea Party event. On November 5th, supporters of Ron Paul raked in more than $4.2 million in donations in 24 hours. Most of them collected over the Internet. So today they're at it again. Okay, so that's what's happening. Also, last time the media reported the next day the numbers from earlier during the campaign day to say, oh, he raised 1.5 mil. And then they never reported he raised 4.3. They play all sorts of games, ladies and gentlemen. They are publicly cheating him. They are publicly engaging in mass manipulation. Now, in polls where Congressman Paul has been included, he was showing up 4 or 5% 3 months ago, then 8% a month ago, now as high as 15% in New Hampshire and other key battleground states. And I wanted to remind everyone with some numbers. In early 1975, Jimmy Carter was polling at only 1%. He went on to win the presidency. In early 1987, Michael Dukakis was polling at 1%, and he went on to win the Democratic nomination. In early 1991, Bill Clinton was at 2% as he went in to win the presidency. Remember that. He was at 2% in the first primaries. Ron Paul is at 15% in many polls. The others at 9 to 10%. Okay? He has doubled his numbers and then doubled them again from 2 to 4 to 8 to 10 to 12 to 14 to 15. And all the strategists have admitted that he is the strongest candidate against Hillary because he's anti-war. And he also brings Republicans and Libertarians. All the other Republicans are going to lose, ladies and gentlemen. The establishment Republicans are writing speeches for Hillary. The White House is already appointing former Clinton people to the State Department, to the Pentagon. They're advising Hillary. That's been in the Dallas Morning News. That's been in the Associated Press. People can't believe it. Just Google it. Just Google it. Bush advising Hillary. Republicans advising Hillary. You will find the mainstream articles. She's gotten more money from Republican donors than all the Republicans combined. Republican donors are giving to her. In fact, Michael Reagan has put out a report saying that Hillary would be better than Ron Paul. This is insane. They say he's crazy and the NAU doesn't exist. They say global taxes don't exist, though the U.S. just signed on to it Friday. Ron Paul is the only real candidate. He is the people's candidate. He has, look at his Alexa web ratings. He's rated now 3,000 on the web. Hillary's like 40,000. I mean, Ron Paul's website's almost as big as the Drudge Report now. It isn't working, ladies and gentlemen. Their propaganda isn't working. Their fake man-made global warming, global tax propaganda isn't working. It's the same establishment that brought you fake WMD, Niger, yellowcake, uranium documents. Both parties work for the same people. The population is finally starting to find this out. Okay, let's go ahead and take your calls. I got a lot of other analysis on Ron Paul coming up as well. But right now, let's go to John in Michigan. You're on the air, sir. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the great work you're doing. Look, I've been a Ron Paul supporter. I've donated $1,100 to his campaign. I've researched him. I've bought his and read his last book on foreign policy. I just have one question that has turned me cold against Ron Paul. Why does he flat out deny against the mounting evidence that 9/11 was an inside job?
Well, look, he's playing politics. I saw Ron Paul on The View a few weeks ago, kind of sidestepping abortion. and giving political answers. He's trying to win. I've never seen him do this before, but he's listening to his advisors. And he was a perfect 100 before that. He's about a 98 right now. He's founding father material. He's going on The View trying to get votes. And I mean, I've watched it with horror. He was kind of sidestepping it, and it didn't look good. And I'm going to be honest here. It's all about – I have to be somebody who has integrity and just is honest with you. He'll come on my show and talk about government staging events. They could stage a provocation to go into Iran, Gulf of Tonkin. He talks about government staged events. But on 9/11, he's going with the orthodoxy, and I suppose that he really believes that. But then he spins it and says, they attacked us because we're over there. Look, he's not going to be perfect, and he's trying to get the mainline base. I, for one, am not going to ever compromise. I'm here supporting Ron Paul. But at the same time, I disagree with him on net neutrality. I believe we need net neutrality. He's for it, but he says, but we can't have the government making laws over this. And so, he comes back and says, I'm not for it. Well, that would shut the web down today. I mean, if Ron Paul had his way with net neutrality, and I understand his pure constitutional stance, this wouldn't be happening. The powerful global forces are trying to shut down the web right now. People don't know Google, Internet, too. Total control, total regulation. You wouldn't be able to get your own website. I mean, the end of the Internet, they're setting it all up right now. Kind of like they take an existing road, put toll roads on it, and make you pay to use it. That's just one facet to what's happening. So I disagree with him there. I agree with him on about 97-98% of the issues. He will control our borders. He's pro-Second Amendment. They keep saying that Huckabee's pro-gun. He's got 22 votes out of 34 against the Second Amendment. They say Thompson's pro-gun. He's got 22 out of 30-plus. He's anti-gun. Ron Paul will get us out of the war when the other candidates will not do it on either side of the aisle. Ron Paul, we got to just throw everything behind Ron Paul and not expect him to agree with us on every facet. The establishment is attacking him, they're cheating him, they're blocking him, they're censoring him, they're spinning everything he does. And so we just need to be aware of that and understand that he is the best thing out there. It's not a lesser of two evils. He's allowed to have his opinions on a couple issues that, frankly, the majority of the grassroots disagree with him on. All right, we'll be right back with more calls. Franklin, Casey, and many others. I'm Alex Jones. It is the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party from 1773. Continual coverage of this and a lot more. We'll also get into the global tax, now passed, now being implemented. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It Fabrics got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked into the Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The money bomb for Congressman Ron Paul to coincide with the 1773 Boston Tea Party, the rebellion against the British Crown, has raised more than $4 million so far, with about 6 hours left in the money bomb. This is a key giving time. Right now, if you're listening to us on an AM or FM station from KCAA out in San Diego going into L.A., or KCXL in Kansas City, or Memphis, Tennessee, or upstate New York, News Radio 590 KLBJ right here in Austin. Call your friends, call your family, tell them to tune in, tell them to learn about Ron Paul, tell them to find out about the money bomb, tell them to find out about how the Constitution and the country, the nation of the United States is in great crisis and going in to world government right now. The world government was officially born Friday. The United States has signed on and agreed to aggressive carbon taxes on your homes, your cars, all your energy, everything. Now, even if you believe in man-made global warming, taxing the United States and Europe and not taxing 160-plus third-world nations will only force what industries left here overseas. And those countries have no controls, and in the treaty agreement, they don't have to make any cuts. This will further deindustrialize and force development to these second-world nations, not third-world. They're blocking them from developing as well. And this gets into their entire geopolitical economic structure, neo-mercantilism. The Congressman Ron Paul and so many others talk about. We need to stand up against the New World Order now. It is happening. The Security and Prosperity Partnership for the North American Union, we sued. We got their documents. It's public. It's in my film Endgame, where they say North American merger integration by stealth, get the carbon tax. The states, the feds, the regions, the European Union, the American Union, then take those trillions of dollars, send half of it to the UN, they keep the rest and use it to set up the bureaucracies. And the UN, the UN Secretary General literally broke down and cried. His designate over the climate treaty broke down and cried. That's mainstream news. It's up on Drudge right now. They are crying. They are so happy. This is global taxation. This has happened. The U.S. signed on to this. George Bush signed on to this. Now they've got to ratify it. We've got to block this with everything in our body. If you've seen the corporate media, even the NFL, liberal, conservative, all pushing this. This is the global government tax. It is now happening. Now, I've got a key announcement coming up dealing with the police state and the New World Order that deals with myself personally. And that's coming up in the next segment. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Casey in Michigan. Casey, you're on the air. I'm going to move quickly. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Big fan. How are you?
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I hate to change the subject. I'm a big Ron Paul fan. We donated to his campaign and even campaigned out for him today in the
school.
But
good job.
Hey, thank you. Hey, just curious. You see, I appreciate the way you question almost everything. I've always been real curious as to why you didn't maybe question religion more.
Well, I mean, that's because it's a giant tar baby. This is a news show, and there's a million different, you know, subgroups of Christians all fighting with each other. I'm just here fighting the New World Order. I do talk about how the big establishment religions across the board are controlled by international groups. So the UN funds them, funds their different denominations to steer and control what they're doing. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Franklin in New York. You're on the air, Franklin. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I have a poem about Ron Paul.
Go ahead.
All right. It goes, constitutionalist from Texas, on high wire, Dr. No, surrounded by his fans, shaking hands, freezes as a photograph is taken, country music moans down homely roads, past wide paddocks of grazing longhorns. Up north to the Iowa corn grid, he travels in a white minivan, past horizontal landscapes disappearing in the gray of flat, sleeping clouds, crickets and prairie dogs sprint around. Campaigning next to a station wagon, freedom is still popular, he says, gesturing his hands for government, narrowing them closer, 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 turning far right and far left into a circle, the sun setting, then rises over plastic neon lights. After airplane slammed the Twin Towers, falling like honeycombs downtown New York, he spoke of just war theory of Christianity and how we should listen to our enemy and how we'll be safe when democracy spreads, but only through our good example. Libertarian and quotes founding fathers draw support from peaceniks, gun owners, punk rockers, intellects, net browsers, and U.S. troops blustered in Iraq, every side of the politics spectrum. Formerly is an obstetrician, he ran for office skeptical of winning, but families whose children he delivered elected him 10 terms in Southern Prairies, the simple gold and silver man. And that's it.
Well, that's beautiful, my friend. I appreciate your call. By the way, right here in Austin, Texas, it's going for another 30 minutes. They should reach going down Congress, the Congress Street Bridge right now. I'm told it's more than 500 people, as of a few hours ago, had already massed to simulate the Boston Tea Party right here in Austin, Texas, where I broadcast to you from across the country and the world, from deep in the heart of Texas. All over the nation, not just in Boston, but hundreds of cities. People are out on the streets en masse. This is a true revolution that is taking place. Now let's go ahead and talk to Peter in California. Peter, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Remember I phoned January 1st this year about David Rockefeller when I heard him on the radio that he'd actually shot his brother in the head with a handgun? Well, I went hiking up in the Santa Monica Mountains, and when I came back down, there was a man in black by my car. And he was not intimidated by me at all. And it kind of freaked me out a little bit. And I've had a black helicopter doing a little flyby.
Well, it's all part of the intimidation state. And if we let them win with their intimidation, it's over. We have to stand up in a bold fashion and say, no, the New World Order carried out the 9/11 attacks. They have set up the police state. They're trying to get us to acquiesce to torture and open borders and corruption and evil of every type. We have the head of the Christian Coalition telling us Giuliani's good because he's for abortion and open borders. This is a sick, sick joke. We have major talk show hosts who are supposedly conservative saying vote for Hillary before Ron Paul. This is treason. They tried to take this country down. They tried to set up their New World Order. Their angry resistance is forming against it. What do they expect us to do? What do they expect good Americans to do? We're not drinking the fake left or fake right Kool-Aid anymore. We're freedom lovers. We're constitutionalists. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to a patriot calling from the USA. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
Yes, you're on the air.
Thank you very much. I believe that your listeners, and that especially me and my son, were ready to drop the Ron Paul money bomb. And we'd like you to be the bombardier. Could you do that, sir? We'd like to give the people 20 minutes to get to their computers, to get to their earliest possible ability to call their friends, other patriots, and give them a 20-minute...
Do it right now. Tell them if you're listening on AM or FM station or the Internet to go to InfoWars.com, to go to PrisonPlanet.com, to tune in right now. And, yes, we'll do it at... We'll do it at 8 after in the next hour. I will say, pilot to bombardier, we are approaching the target. And then we can have another mini-bomb within the super-bomb.
No, sir. We're going to call the atomic bomb. We're going to call them out to put their money where their mouth is. This is where the patriots have to stand, sir.
I agree. I want to see 10 million. I want to see 10 million, not 7 million raised today.
Exactly. 10.
Okay, well, let's get started. Everybody, call everybody you know, anybody who calls themselves a conservative, and just say, how dare you be behind Mitt Romney? How dare you be behind Giuliani? How dare you be... I mean, I've looked at their voting records. They're anti-gun. They're pro-open border. Huckabee's an open border promoter who wants to give tuition to illegal aliens. The establishment's pushing him to suck votes from Ron Paul. Revolution's in the air. The resistance is on. It's up to you. Take action right now, ladies and gentlemen. Call everybody you know, and you tell them, tune in. And I'm saying a mini-bomb within the giant hydrogen info bomb we're dropping today, a mini-bomb, coming up at 8 after in the next hour. All right. Your calls are loaded to the phones here. We're going to go to them. But I want to tell you about some very serious issues with the police state that concern me personally on the other side. TruthNews.us, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, neighbor. The nation is taking a Christmas break. But will the events attacking our liberty and survival call a holiday truce and stop marching forward while we celebrate? The ethanol plants will continue to create food shortages by turning our food into fuel. Huge percentages of our food will continue to be imported from China, Mexico, and other countries shipping us dangerous food. We can't stop from entering the third year of a worldwide famine. How long until genetically poisoned food is all that's left? So if we're foolish enough to procrastinate our preparation, hiding from reality and the feel-good of the holidays, the events threatening our lives will keep relentlessly rolling forward until we're crushed by what we couldn't believe possible in America. Call the J. Michael Stevens Group to get the food for your future while you still have a choice. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Is your child protected for the future? Gerber Life Insurance Company offers you a way to help protect your child through its Grow Up Plan. It's a $5,000 whole life insurance policy that costs less than 20 cents a day. When your child is 21, that protection doubles automatically to $10,000 with no increase in premiums. So call now for your free information package.
Call 1-800-555-1212.
It's a free call for free information only. There is no obligation. Remember, any healthy child 12 and under is eligible to apply for the Grow Up Plan. When you decide to apply, no medical exam is necessary. Just answer a few questions. Help give your child a head start on the future today.
Call 1-800-462-0425 for your free information kit, the Gerber Life Grow Up Plan. Call 1-800-462-0425. That's 1-800-462-0425. Call 1-800-462-0425.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
The American people have spoken. Ron Paul has won in double-digit numbers, national caucuses, national polls. He's the only person that can beat Hillary Clinton. When they put an open borders gun control advocate like Huckabee up there in front of you to fool you. But it's not fooling anybody. By every yardstick, he is winning. He is in line to win big time. Ron Paul gets more contributions from the military than all Republican candidates combined, or any other candidate in the other party. According to polls, Ron Paul has won almost every Republican debate. Ron Paul is easily the most popular candidate on the internet. And again, in 75, Jimmy Carter was polling at only 1%, and he went on to win the presidency. In 87, Michael Dukakis was polling at only 1%, and he went on to win the Democratic nomination. Ron Paul's polling, in some polls, as high as 15, most of them 8 to 9%. And his trajectory shows he's doubling every 2 months. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get into the police state situation. We're going to team with Ron Paul coverage and calls from New York, Missouri, Oregon, Florida, England, you name it. The toll-free number is 877-590-5525 or locally in Texas, 836-0590. Trevor Lyman was a listener to my radio program. I'm very honored that so many of the activists we've talked to, Ron Paul a few months ago on my show, said that half the people he sees at his events come up and say, I heard about you from Alex Jones. I'm so honored to be such a big part of this revolution. And that's why I have people threatening to kill me right now, and I'll tell you about that later. Just like Churchill said, we will go on to the end, whatever the cost may be. I'm committed. The die is cast. There's no stopping my trajectory as well. Trevor Lyman, though, I'm very honored, woke up to the New World Order, woke up to what was happening a few years ago, and he owns a big internet music company, pretty good size, and is an entrepreneur. And so he picked up on ideas of the November 5th money bomb that others had put out on the web but hadn't got a lot of traction, raised $4.3 million. Today it's already raised over $4 million. It's set to raise at least $7 million. Las Vegas says 2-to-1 odds that he would have gotten $6 million. They've got the blimp airborne on the eastern seaboard going into a northeaster. We also are going to launch airplanes nationwide all over the country. Ted Anderson's doing that next week. Are you in the blimp right now, Trevor Lyman?
No, not right now. Today was extremely windy. This thing is really temperamental with weather.
I understand. Tell us about the money bomb. This is exceeding our expectations. What's our trajectory?
Well, it looks like we're absolutely, of course, like you just said, we're going to break that record of 4.3 that we had previously. And, we're on into the 5, 6 million, but then possibly even 7 million as things get closer to the end. I think it's going to pick up. And we're doing it, you know. We're raising the funds. We're showing that he is the candidate, the only viable candidate that is from the people. More people donate to make this happen than any other candidate. It doesn't come from special interests. It comes from us.
Well, it's key to add, as you've done many times, that these are on average around $100 donations. These are not, you know, defense contractors and foreign banks or Chinese generals like they are with Bush and the Clintons.
That's right. It's us, you know, the common man who whose country this really is. So, and we're taking it back, and this movement is growing. You know, in only a month, we're going to raise close. Who knows exactly where we'll land, but we're going to beat that record. And
well, let's say $7 million raised today. That pushes it up to about $19 million, and then you've got a few weeks left in the quarter. The original goal is $12 million in one quarter. I think we're going to hit $20 million pretty easy.
Yeah, I think so as well. I think it looks very good. Absolutely.
Now, again, Trevor, recap for listeners all across the country, from San Diego to Rochester, New York, from Tennessee to Texas, who are not aware of what's happening. In a nutshell, what is happening with the money bomb and the Ron Paul revolution?
Well, so far we've raised over $4 million today. You know, we basically just, this is a grassroots effort that people have been pushing on the Internet. This is the power of the people and the power of the Internet, a new technology that's allowing us to communicate and to get at the truth. And, you know, we're bringing the money in, and he's winning straw polls. He's now double digits in South Carolina, which was a state he was, I think, at 2% during the last poll. So, I mean, talk about growth. So we're just keeping on, you know, spreading the message. He has more meetups than anybody else, more people actively involved. And it's just going to continue to grow.
Well, he just doesn't have more than other groups. He dwarfs them all combined.
Exactly. Right.
And at first they tried to say it was spy bots, hackers, spam, didn't exist. What about thousands in Boston at the rally? What about hundreds in every other major city? I'm told it's well over 500 here in Austin right now, dumping tea into Lady Bird Lake, into the Colorado River. I mean, this is incredible, and this is only the beginning. Ron Paul is only, as he said, one focal point of this. Freedom, liberty is popular. Tyranny, the ancient wickedness, is not popular. This is only the beginning. We've only begun to fight against the New World Order, and Ron Paul and this movement is only one manifestation. Trevor Lyman, father of the money bomb, what do you say?
Well, I agree with that completely. We're just going to keep, you know, going on and taking back Congress and, you know, go after seat there. And
we need people to run right now as Ron Paul candidates on the Ron Paul bandwagon.
That's right, and the meetup groups are probably great places to start looking.
And we're creating energized cadres and cores of people that are constitutionalists, liberals, conservatives. Almost all the liberals I know are out buying guns, learning how to shoot. They're becoming libertarians. They're hating fake conservatives. We could never wake liberals up, folks, because mainline conservatives are dirty whores. They're totally fake. They're establishment hacks that only say they're conservative. Real conservatism, real liberty sells. Trevor Lyman.
Absolutely. It's like Ron Paul says, it you know, it brings people together, and this is a movement that brings all socioeconomic groups, all races, everyone together. We're all realizing, you know, hey, you know, they've been making us lose our way, the American way, and we want it back. In fact, we haven't had it for quite a while now, and we want to re-experience what the founding fathers gave to us and what, you know, generations had experienced and what made this country great. And so we want it back, and we're absolutely doing that. Like you said, there's so many people at the Tea Party. In fact, there was a Tea Party in Strasbourg, France, and this time it wasn't just, boy, you know, it'd be nice if the United States had a great president. It was, we want those ideals here. We want what America has.
Well, they're having tea parties in the Netherlands as well.
Right.
And what's going on right now in Boston with Rand Paul, Dr. Rand Paul, his doctors, many of his children are doctors, his son out there. How's that going?
Very well. There was a live feed. I think it's still going on. I have a link to it on teaparty07.com so people can find it. You can click through to there and see a live feed of, you know, some of the speeches going on. And, you know, VJ from Operation Live Free or Die was there. Rand Paul was there. Lots of people in the audience. This is really waking people up.
Absolutely, my friend. Well, as this develops, I want to check in with you on the syndicated weekday show I do tomorrow. Anything else that you'd like to add, Trevor Lyman?
Just, you know, we're going to have that blip flying around, probably in the southern part of the country, maybe even keeping it in Florida and South Carolina, Georgia. We're shooting to go up northeast this week and then coming back down. Weather really controls a lot of the, you know, the ability to fly on this blimp. So, but the good thing about Florida, and then possibly going west as well, is, the great thing about Florida is that people come to Florida. So, you know, we'll see about being there and reaching people from all over the country as they come on vacation and so on. So,
absolutely. Trevor Lyman, of course, is the individual who really took the ball and ran with it and was behind. The people, of course, are behind it, but he was the zeitgeist in all of this that got the main zeitgeist fired up with the November 5th money bomb, breaking a previous record. If we raise over $6.1 million, we will shatter the all-time one-day record. Trevor, I think it's going to happen.
I do, too. I very, very, very positive. I think especially as we get closer to it, people know to push for it. You know, they're just going to reach in one more time and say, here's a little bit more.
Trevor Lyman, thank you so much, and God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. I'm going to put you on hold so Trey can set you up for a time tomorrow, okay?
Okay, great.
Thank you, sir. All right. Now, I said I was going to – we meant to have Trevor on earlier, but he was late getting on with us, so I said I was going to get into the personal police state propaganda and situations that I'm dealing with that is a real indicator of where the New World Order would like to take this country. We're going to break and start the next hour, and then at 8 after, a caller had the idea, we will initiate a mini-bomb within the huge money bomb, and a lot of people out there simultaneously, 8 after, coming up in about 12 minutes or so, we will simultaneously engage in a money bomb. I don't think my wife is completely maxed out yet. I know she's got another $500 she can give. She may have already done that, but I'm going to call her during the break and tell her, hey, go ahead if you want, honey, and give another $500. Go ahead and max out. I thought I'd maxed out, but I haven't completely maxed out, and I don't want to make a huge political event out of it as it was in a bunch of newspapers when I give money to Ron Paul because I'm so wicked and evil. And I read declassified public documents from off of ABC News, like Operation Northwoods, where the U.S. government planned to stage 9/11-style attacks. I'm very wicked. I got the declassified documents that our government staged the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam. I'm very evil. I talk about imaginary North American Union with the official documents. And I talk about imaginary carbon taxes globally, which have now been officially passed. And you know, I talk about all these real things that are happening that the media, the controlled media, tries to tell you doesn't exist. All right, when we get back, I promise, we'll drop another money bomb, and then we'll get into the attacks I'm under. It's amazing. Stay with us. Second hour, straight ahead after news.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spy.